Hey friends, this is Life After College, and I'm Coach Brigana. I'm here to inspire you to level up, empowering you to rise to new heights on your journey as you create the success you've always dreamed of. Let's dive in. Welcome back, everyone. This is Life After College, and I'm your host, Coach Brigana. We are going to keep going down the college train and this time dive into practices, habits to have as you enter into college. Now, last week we spoke with Teresha Griffin, a really dear friend of mine, and we discussed how to make sure you stay open and consider all options. And to trust your own timing, especially at the pivotal point of completing your undergrad and deciding what it is you want to do, whether it's going into a master's program, traveling, working, all the options are there for you, and it's important to take notice of them so that you can make a decision that sits with you and so you can be authentic in your path to success. This week, we're going to take things back and I'm going to discuss some lessons learned and habits to have as you start college. And even if you're listening to this and maybe you're midway through college, these are still some things that you can start now and create as a habit now, because every day is a new day. And these are things that I learned just throughout my college career, and they have really served me because they're habits that I created that I honestly still use today, maybe in slightly different ways. So the first one, and I'm going to preface this, these are very, very simple things to do, and you might hear them and think, well, that's silly, or, well, duh. Honestly, though, if you're a high school senior or maybe you're in college right now, these things, when you're in it, they can be a challenge. So, as I said, they're simple things, and you want to make sure you grab hold to them. So the first one is go to class. Again, I get it. It sounds simple. It sounds like a no-brainer. But let me tell you what happens when you go to college. Maybe for whatever reason, I'm sure you could think of a fun reason of why you wouldn't go to class, but for whatever reason, you decide, I'm not going to go to class. And then next week you make the decision again to not go to class. Next thing you know, you have missed not one, not two, maybe it's three, and or maybe it's five. And you're then at the point where you've missed so much class, it's hard to go back. One, maybe there's some embarrassment about going back to class. And two, the workload that has piled up is overwhelming because you made the choice to not go to class. And so I get it if there's circumstances, right? You're not feeling well. I would say with that, communicate with your professors and make sure that you are making up that work. However, it's important to go to class, whether you are a person who has online courses or you physically go in to a classroom. It's important. It's important for multiple reasons. Obviously, the subject matter, you don't want to miss out on it. It can be hard to, as I said earlier, to get caught up on the schoolwork, especially when you have multiple classes and there are going to be times where you're going to have several things due at the same time. So set yourself up for success and go to class. Now, If you're struggling in the class, talk to your professors. That's another habit or tip that I have for you. It's really networking. Get to know your professors. Have them get to know you. Introduce yourself. Don't be a pest. Don't be a pest. Let me repeat that one. However, it's important for you to get to know your professors and for your professors to know you, especially if these classes aren't necessarily your gen ed courses. Maybe they're more geared toward your major. It's important to know these professors, for them to know you, because you don't know when there might be an instance where you have to miss class, but you've built that rapport with them. So when you reach out to them, it's not like, well, I'm only reaching out because I'm not going to be in class, right? You can explain the situation and they're going to work with you. The other thing is, you never know where an opportunity will come about. You don't know if that's going to be because of a circumstance or because of somebody you know. And this actually relates back to our last episode with Teresha of, you know, she's saying, consider all your options. We talked about being open to possibility. And one of those things is networking with your professors, your classmates, and getting to know people, having them know you. So organically, you never know when that can benefit you. The next thing I would say is create a system for yourself, a system of how you are organized. As I said before, you're going to have multiple classes, and there are going to be times where you will have an assignment due from all your classes, and maybe some of them are due on the same day. And so you want to organize your time and create a system, a schedule for yourself, whether it's having a physical planner that you write in or utilizing a digital calendar or a digital tool. There are lots out there. There's a lot of new ones out there that you can set up to-do lists. You could set up calendars. You can set up schedules and really get yourself organized. For me, especially in grad school, I utilized Google Calendars and I created a whole schedule that was color-coded. I even put in there breaks so that I would actually take a break. We talked about the power of breaks in one of our past episodes, setting up useful practices. I believe it was episode 5. I will definitely link that in our show notes if you haven't listened to it so that you can adopt some of those practices. However, as I was saying, I would create a schedule for myself that outlined what I was going to work on, and I gave myself a time limit to work on the various tasks, school items, projects that I needed, and I would build in breaks. It would allow me, honestly, to stay refreshed, and I wouldn't stay working on something. At the most, it would be 2 hours. It would really depend on what I was working on. But I wouldn't do anything more than that, because after the 2 hours, I found for myself that I just would get disengaged and sometimes hit a mental block or a creativity block, depending on what I was doing. And I would naturally just pull away and want to take a break anyways. So I built that into my schedule. And then when I go back to working on something, I don't go back to that same item. I actually put in something else to shift, and it's like a renewed, it would be like a renewal for me. It would just be like a refresh to get my mind off of whatever it was I was working on and to be like, oh, hey, look at it, something new over here. So that's what worked for me. And it helped me to stay organized, to stay on task. I would also write out a list, and when I would complete things, I would check it off or you know, put a line through it. I like the sense of completion, and I like seeing my to-do list shrink. It helps me to not feel overwhelmed. And so that's how I managed grad school and going to grad school and working full time. So that's just one way. I really encourage you to find what works for you, because everyone thinks differently, processes things differently. However, find a way to get organized in a system. Even the time of day. What time do you do certain things? Are you a night owl? Are you a morning person? Knowing these things about yourself will help you be productive. My next simple tip is read your syllabus. Your syllabus is, it's literally your roadmap for the semester. It has due dates. It has assignments. It has all your readings. It has contact information for your professor. Read your syllabus and then plug in those dates into your calendar. We just talked about getting organized. So you're going to take your syllabus, and now that you have your system of organization, you're going to plug in that information into your organization system so you can stay on track. And you will do this for every single one of your courses. The minute you get that syllabus, I want you to read through it and then read through it again with a highlighter or a pen and take note of the important items that are in there. It's your roadmap. They give it to you for a reason. It's not just to waste your time or paper if you print it out. It's important. It's your guide for the course. It's your guide for the semester. So I can't encourage you enough to read your syllabus. So go to class, get to know your professors, get organized, find your system, read your syllabus. And the next one that I have is to get involved or to network. I talked about getting to know your professors. Also get to know your advisors. You have your, guidance counselor. I believe that's in high school. You have your advisors at school. There's career counselors that you can talk to, program advisors that you can talk to. Get to know them. Get to know them early. Go there. Create a relationship with them. It's great to start that relationship early so that when you are up against it and you have a roadblock, you've already established a relationship and the help is there. It's like you're ready to go. You're locked in with whomever these resources are to you. You know, you know who they are. You know who to go to. Outside of what's available at your university, get involved in an organization, in a group, whether it's volunteering or obviously we all know about sororities, fraternities. I know that there's different fraternities for different programs. I know at one of the universities I went to, there was a business fraternity. Get out there, get curious. You know, I'm all about being curious. Get curious. Find these different clubs, find the different organizations, get curious about who they are, maybe attend a session or two, see if it's a good fit for you. You just never know. You never know what might pique your interest, and you never know who you might connect with and how that plays out throughout your life. So flex those muscles, those networking muscles, get to know people, get curious, build rapport, build relationships. It's all of these things, as I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, will help you later on down the road. And you might be thinking, well, how is going to class going to help me? Well, eventually you'll have a job. And guess what? You get to work. You'll go into work. It's about showing up. It's about showing up for yourself and showing up for others. The biggest one, getting organized and creating a system. I mean, when you transition out of your college career and start your professional career, you're still going to need to stay organized. Guess what? You're still going to have conflicting priorities. However, if you already have that established organization system, it will make it easier when you transition into professional life to be ready to go and not feel overwhelmed. I'm not saying that there won't be occasions where you're going to feel like you're drinking from a water hose. I think that's something that will happen or can happen when you jump into a new role, especially depending on the organization and the position and the culture. And I have stories for days about that, but that's for another episode. All I'm saying is get organized now. Okay. Now, how does connecting with your professor and advisors, how does that help out later on down the road? Or we could even jumble this into networking, right? Joining organizations or clubs, getting out there. So both those things are really about networking. They're about putting yourself out there, talking with people, getting to know people, letting people get to know you. You just don't know when you might need to lean on one of these people. So flex those skills now. Build those muscles now so that later on in life, it's already there. It's one less thing you have to develop. As you go out into the professional world, there's going to be several other things that you'll get to work on for yourself and develop and grow into. However, let's give yourself a kickstart. Let's already establish successful habits by 1, going to class, 2, connecting with your professor, 3, create your own organization system, 4, read your syllabus, and 5, get involved and network with organizations and people on campus. I trust that you found value in this episode, and feel free to share with your friends or loved ones, especially if you know a college student who might be struggling a little bit and needs some words of encouragement or inspiration. Also, if there is a podcast topic that you're interested in me showcasing on an episode, reach out to me at coachbrianna.com. Go to my contact page and you can leave me a message there. I would love to hear from you and to touch on, again, topics that you have that are of interest to you. Until next time, make it a great week, make good choices, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on another episode of Life After College. Be sure to stay up to date on all the latest episodes by subscribing. Want to connect? Reach out on Instagram and TikTok at Next Level Bree. And if you're ready to level up and want support on your journey to success, visit the contact page at coachbrianna.com. Thanks again for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe. And remember, you're in the driver's seat on your road to success.